At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know, look, I have lots of holes in my game. I'm not a team player. I show up late for practice.
Yes.
Right? Yep. I spell team with an I often.
Yes.
When I get flustered, I'm like, I'm worse than the guy who's now on the Knicks. You know?
Yeah.
Carl Anthony Thompson.
The Towns.
You know, I can't get out of my own head.
You're distracting. You
know? I'm a distraction.
You're distracted. You're on your phone.
Yes.
Noises come up during recording sessions. Yes.
But I think part of each
Hold
of
on,
your
I'm not done my list.
Brilliance, each of your brilliance is to be able to tap into that in a way where I feel like I'm not being managed.
Yeah.
My brilliance is knowing you.
It's important. Wait. It's important that I don't feel like I'm being managed. Otherwise, I just don't like it.
Okay. So in other words, I'm not a prima donna. In other words, you would like us to create diamonds out of the dog shit that you put down.
Dave with the soup, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oh my, the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We're here to bring you episode 78.
78.
It feels like 77 was just yesterday. Was it just yesterday?
Unfortunately, it was not. We had another long slog between episodes, and we apologize to our listeners for that.
We're not like the reliable spouse, you know, that's there for you. We're like the attractive person down at the end of the bar that just shows up, you know, every once in a while in your life. It's a surprise. It's not all reliable. We're not one of those podcasts.
Right. But you're excited to see it and you go, oh, wow. And then you can't quit it. You can't quit it.
Yeah. That example doesn't apply to my life, but you know, I'm just saying in general, that's
none of our lives.
Yeah. I'm your host, Dave. And looking forward to this episode. I think we've got lots to talk to you about, but we'll try to keep it under a regimented time amount that I've been told. So that's too much inside baseball.
That's a lot of information.
Yeah. So I'm your host, Dave. And I'm joined by my two other hosts, as usual. We've gotten together again. First is Josh. Josh, how you doing, man?
I am doing really well.
Josh, otherwise known as the worst. So when you ask Josh's childhood friends what his nickname was in high school, that's what they told me. His name was The Worst.
And you talked to them?
One word, D-A-W-O-U-R-S-T, The Worst.
Wasn't it Brat the Worst? Because I ate a lot of bratwurst. No, it was just The Worst.
Brat the Worst.
Brat the Worst? Thanks for that interjection, but I am doing well. Things have been exciting. So since the last time we spoke, there's a bunch of things that I want to tell you, but I'll save a couple of them. But this last weekend, the wife and I went down to visit our son at Maryland there, Omar, in your neck of the woods.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. And we went and did a tailgate. It was really cool. They were playing USC. We did a tailgate with his roommate's parents, put together a whole spread, got the grill out. We were there at 10:30 in the morning for a 4 o'clock game. All his buddies, all his friends came down. It was a lot of fun. It was awesome.
Did you know the other parents?
Are you a Terrapin fan more than a Vanderbilt fan?
I am equal fan of both. That's where my thought.
That's such a lame answer. You know, I hate those
answers.
Look, I don't mind you not having like a favorite child. I get it. That's fine. Maybe that changes from time to time. But take a goddamn stand on this. David, don't you agree?
Yeah, you got to have one that's got to be a little bit more.
You
got to
have one. Which one is it?
All right, here's what I'll say. Right now, I lean for Vanderbilt football and Maryland basketball. Is that fair? Is that what you want to hear? I chose something.
I accept that.
Thank you.
Okay. David accepts it. He's the arbiter here.
He accepts it. But we went for... Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I want to know, you spent like a long time with these roommates' parents.
Yes.
Was that okay? That seems like a long time to spend.
He was buddies with him freshman year. And so we had met them freshman year at family weekend.
Okay.
We really like them. And we met them obviously again when we moved them in. So we spent some time with them. We had dinner with them. They're great. They're fantastic. And he's got two roommates.
Low risk. Low risk.
Yeah, it was definitely low risk. Absolutely. They're great people. And funny enough, they're both Vanderbilt alums. So we were talking Vanderbilt football quite a bit at the Maryland football tailgate. Nice. But we had the cornhole going. Bags, Dave. I know cornhole makes you laugh. We had cornhole going.
Like such Joss's like thing. Cornhole.
It's awesome. It was great. But
You were born to be a dad, like a dad. Very proactive.
I will say this. This is a really good stage of fatherhood. You know, I know that they're out of the house and, you know, they're not here with us every day, but it's a really nice stage. We talk to them we talk to them every day and it's just fun to go visit them. So, and they don't shy away from us, which is nice. So they want us involved. And so to party with their friends out in the parking lot was just awesome. And then went and saw the game. And I had a first time doing this. I don't know if you saw the game, Omar. It's you're an alum, so maybe you do keep track. But they came from behind in dramatic fashion, down two touchdowns in the fourth quarter and one by one. And we stormed the field. It was my first time ever storming a field. And it was awesome. It was so much fun. And
you know what I'm thinking about right now? The students... Dave, when he says that, what I'm thinking about? Thinking about that scene from Major League. Remember?
What, Steve?
In the movie Major League, the same like fat white dude comes down the stairs three times in a row. It was like a missed shot in that movie. And like, for some reason, that's where my head's going. It's like, it's really funny. Yeah, it was weird. Josh, did you break any laws? Were you breaking laws right now?
No. Students started to go, and I said to my wife, we got a store in the field. And she looked
at me
like,
how do you know? Wait, David.
Yeah.
How do you know that it wasn't an anti-Israel thing?
What? They just won a football game.
Kidding. Jackass. Who knows nowadays? Anytime you're around a bunch of people, it could
There's
be
a
like
lot
taken
of that
by
in college.
One person, all of a sudden it's in the news. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just crazy.
It is crazy. But anyway,
listen,
it was
there
awesome.
Were good people. There were good people on both sides. It's okay.
On both sides. But it was fun. That's the first time I've ever done that. It was always like a little dream to storm the field for a big win. But that was cool. And so we have decided, my wife and I, we are going to roll the dice and double down. And now we've just booked a trip to Nashville to see Vanderbilt play Texas this Saturday. And if they win that one, they're definitely going to storm the field. So I don't know too many people who can say they've stormed the field two weekends in a row. Now, I that's not happened yet, and it's a long shot, but that would be pretty awesome. It's possible. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, did your wife run with you onto the field? Was there any hesitation?
So I ran onto the field when I told her, let's storm the field, and she reluctantly agreed. And then I was on the field. Then I looked back and went, where's my wife? She was still coming down the stairs. I was so far ahead of her. Because you have to hop the kind of like a bar to get actually onto the field. So I went back for her when I realized she wasn't right behind me, and got her over the bar down on the field, and we went into the middle. It was awesome. We even found my son and his buddies.
So what do you do? You jump up and down,
basically. And all the players were there. They were taking selfies with all the students. It was really cool. And so everyone's slapping five and jumping up and down. And then I yelled, let's get the goalpost, but no one did.
I would love to be able to interview one of Josh's kids.
I know.
You can interview you one of my I mean? Kids. Yeah.
I think that could be a very interesting thing.
We can certainly set that up. They would love to be my daughter would love to be on the show.
Josh, I think you are a vastly undercovered father. I think you have moments of brilliance with your family that if we had on some type of a reality show or something that's a hybrid, could be really engaging because you're very funny. Oh. Dave, remember that thing Josh did when he had those camcorder when he shocked scares kids?
Yeah,
it was my montage.
It was my son. Yeah, it was my son. So what Omar's talking about is for a period of about 2 years, 3 years, when my son was, God, I don't know how old he was, 8, 9, or actually it was longer than that. I just started recording, scaring the shit out of him at weird moments. And I had like 30 or 40 scares and I put them all in a montage and yeah, that was great.
Yeah. I don't know how you did it, why he's not hating you, but
yeah, it's a gentle touch that you got to do. You can't just, it's a certain scare where they don't hate you afterwards.
Well, Josh, do you know what the fine is for when you storm a field? Or
it's nothing for me, which I learned. I pay zero, but I'm sure the university is going to pay something.
I looked it up in the SEC. So if this happens in Vanderbilt, it's $100,000 first time, $250,000 the second, $500,000 for the third.
Yeah.
So because they got, I know they've already stormed it once this year.
They got fined $100,000. They did get fined $100,000 for that. I don't know what the Big Ten rule is, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what
they
But listen, so Josh, they made it they made it back. Hold on. They made it back when they took the goalpost down. The students took the goalpost down in Nashville, walked it 2 miles down Broadway, and dumped it in the Cumberland River.
Were they singing a song? Like when they were carrying this, what were they singing?
First of all, I don't even know how logistically they got the field goal post out of the stadium. I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they did.
That's the craziest.
Crazy. And then they dumped them in the Cumberland River. Hey. Then the firefighters took it out of the Cumberland River, returned it to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt then chopped it up into 4-inch and 8-inch pieces and then auctioned them off to pay for the fine. It's crazy.
Great idea.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's why they're Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's impressive.
There you go.
Josh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Please.
So, I've really only ever seen you happy once in my life, right? Besides when Dave got in trouble for that. Yeah. So, no, in terms of like exuberating, like, what's the word? Ebullient. Do you know what ebullient means, Dave?
Yes. You saw.
Yes, I do.
I don't think you're pronouncing it correctly, but I know what you mean.
I know where you're going.
Ebullient. Yeah. It's overflowing with rot. Rot with. You know what rot means?
Yes.
W-R. Yes. So, rot with emotion was when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So how does that level of happiness, Josh, compare to when Vanderbilt upset Alabama?
Alabama, that was amazing, but there's nothing compares to when the Eagles won a Super Bowl.
You like were you numb go. When the Eagles won, right?
I was in such shock and disbelief, and I couldn't process it mentally that it was actually happening, that it actually did happen. It was absolutely crazy. And I was there, and that's what made it even more crazy. And it was nuts. That whole thing was nuts, and I'll never forget it. So I've never had a feeling, to answer your question, never had a feeling like that before.
Seems pretty happy a lot, Omar. I think you're not paying attention.
I am happy a lot.
Yeah.
Ebullient. Ebullient.
Yeah. He's talking about just being ebullient.
Oh. Okay. Well, maybe you're less ebullient than
this is the same guy who made fun of me for saying a foot. And remiss, we remember past episodes. He's coming up with wrought and ebullient.
I don't know. I mean, David. Okay, Josh, when have you ever seen David ebullient?
So I was with him when the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Correct. That is right. I was going to say that is.
That was in Arizona. We weren't at the game, but we were in Arizona for a work event. And we went out that night to a really cool place where it was nothing but Super Bowl watching festivities. And they had big giant screens where they projected the game on, and Dave was happy as a pig and shit when they won.
So, Josh, are you done giving your update?
I've been done.
Omar,
have you guys been asking me questions? I've been done.
So, no, I want to talk about something. And basically, I'll keep
going. Well, how are you doing?
No, I'm good. Something happened last night. And,
okay. Just put some ointment on it.
I haven't really been dating for a while because I've been so obsessed with this nonsense that's taken over my life. Anyway, last night this girl goes to me. She goes, there's no way that you don't have women in other cities who you date. There's no way. I just don't believe whatever you say to me. You're so charming and handsome and kind. I'm just saying to you that I'm willing. Listen to me. Wait a second. She said to me, I'm willing to date you and you can keep all of them. I just think you're that amazing. And
was her was what? Where did you buy this robot?
All I did
over
was
under 60.
Uber, all I did was send her an Uber gift card. You know what I mean?
Was her name Siri?
No.
What do you mean you sent her an Uber gift card? What does that mean?
Well, I don't want to listen. If I'm meeting somebody for a drink or dinner, I don't like driving in Puerto Rico if I can avoid it.
Okay.
So rather than pick up the girl, I sent her an Uber gift card. I don't want to have to call the Uber myself. They're going to call me. I don't speak fucking Spanish. The whole fucking thing. Right. And so the person has their own Uber. They can put it on their Uber account and they can call their own Uber. Maybe at the restaurant.
So you meet them at the place. Yeah, why don't you just is it too much of a pain in the ass for you to take an Uber to them and then to the place?
No, yeah, correct. Correct. I don't understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're very charming.
No way.
Is the Uber home or the Uber there or both?
Both.
You're sending the Uber card ahead of time.
No, I'm sending them an Uber gift card. An Uber gift
right.
card.
Yeah, no, I right.
So they have their
How much is the gift card for?
$100 gift card.
And you send $100
gift card.
Yeah.
$100 gift card before the date starts. That's a lot of Ubers.
Listen, I'm a generous guy. What do you want from me? So this is why she maybe said that to me. I don't know.
Yeah, she wants the gift cards to keep rolling.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, don't they all?
So if you
what's that phrase that David had? She's sassy just enough.
She's racy. She's just racy just fine. She's just racy just fine. So let me ask you something. So if you have multiple dates, she should be tapping that Uber gift card, right? In order to meet you wherever you are.
No problem doing that. Who cares?
What do you mean doing that? I'm saying that's the idea. The idea is you give a $100 gift card and you're anticipating more than one date.
No.
Yes.
There's no. I don't want. What is this? A contract? This isn't like some form of like soft, prostitution, right?
No. What I'm
saying.
Just
doing something because I want to be generous, and she should have her she wants.
Okay.
This would be a good question.
You would like to buy her affection immediately before you start talking to her.
No, I'm minimizing my headache, and having to worry about.
But you don't
care about.
Right, but you. You don't need a $100 Uber gift card to meet for one date. Maybe $30.
No, that's the thing. The upside ball, if you will, in these things and benefits vastly exceeds the downside. For $70, what's the difference?
Yeah.
All right. I think that's what I'm asking.
That I'm probably going to be the most kind, generous person they've ever met in their lives. Right? Decent. Why not just lead with that?
Yeah. But that's a great question. Yeah. So if a second date happens, are you sending another gift card? Are you expecting her to take that gift card down to zero?
She has a balance. She has a balance.
No, not for the second date.
Yeah, she has a balance.
Wait, what's that second date?
Maybe, sure.
So you give it some time, you'll buy a second gift card, but you don't do it every day.
And eventually she'll learn that Omar doesn't want to do anything for her except give a gift card that will get her everything she needs that's not from him.
Once again, though, I feel like Omar is way ahead of like that is a way to put the date on a good.
Yeah, it does. It's
path.
Really smart. It's really smart. If you can can pull that off and afford it, $100 a pop.
Well,
right,
you gotta
up front.
Afford it.
You gotta afford it. It's
you're also saying, like, look, I got a lot of money without, you know, by only
$100
because that's a subtle way of saying, like, what, 130, 70, 100 doesn't matter.
Look at
you. What a brilliant move that is again.
It's actually pretty damn smart. I got to give you credit, Omar.
Listen,
there
is pockets of idiocy, big pockets of idiocy with me. Okay. The key
that's
thing
an understatement.
Is that you guys have given me something that's very precious and you should not give to very many people. An accuracy budget.
100%. Right? Yeah, we don't pull punches.
It's okay if I do make wrong decisions.
Right, like your hair, like not washing your hair for 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
We were very straight up and told you that was disgusting. And you changed your ways. You wash your hair now.
Yeah.
Yes?
I'm going to wash actually maybe tonight.
Well, I don't need to know the schedule.
Anyway, I do have question, guys. Let's hold on. Hold on. Let me just cut to the chase. All right. So I think we should restructure our pod. I can talk about it now or it can be my topic. Mind. Okay.
Well, I just have one more question on this gift card because I don't want to give this up.
No, don't.
See, this is a professional woman, not a
prostitute.
Professional woman. But, is there a level where that's kind of offensive? Like, I can afford my own Ubers. Like, are you worried about
that?
Or is that also an limiting factor?
It's only, I think, a problem if, in this instance, me, I'm expecting a certain level of whatever. Including, by the way, them actually showing up for the date.
Well,
yeah, purely from a position of this is me being kind. I don't expect anything in return, type of thing.
No, but she doesn't know that.
Now, yeah. So let me make sure I get this, because there could be an angle where she gets that and is like, "Oh my God, this guy doesn't want to pick me up. What an asshole! He's not even going to pick me up for this date." Because back when I dated and Dave dated centuries ago, there was no Uber. So you always picked up your date. You didn't meet them at the place.
Yeah.
You picked them up.
Yep.
Right? And then you went to dinner. You went to the movies. You went to bowling. We went to whatever.
That was before online.
It's all before all this whole. Too, so yeah.
But my thought is that somebody gets it like, he's sending me a gift card. Like, that's pretentious almost in a way, but then almost that's a screening factor too. If someone looked at that and said, this is pretentious. Omar wants the person who goes, this is the nicest thing that's ever happened to me.
That's
so
right.
It's actually a screening device as well. It's so brilliant.
You know what? That's another level I didn't even think of. That's really smart. I bet you Omar didn't think of that either.
No. I'm not doing it for like a control thing or whatever thing or whatever else thing. You know what I mean?
Well,
I don't know.
No, I don't think I am.
You're doing it.
Are you doing it strictly out of laziness?
You mean versus me actually wanting to drive and pick them up? That's certainly part of it.
So let me break this down for you. Ready?
Yeah.
There's convenience. There's laziness. There is showboating. Let's call it showboating.
Right.
And then let's also say it's generosity. Those four things. What's the percentage of each of those that this move is? Omar.
Wait, laziness, generosity. What were the other two?
Convenience, laziness, generosity, showboating.
It's zero showboating.
Wow, zero showboating. Okay, so what's the breakdown between the other three?
I don't know. I think that laziness and convenience are somewhat over there's a somewhat of an overlap there. So
combine 50, them. So
50 for laziness and convenience together, and 50% for generous, I guess. Actually,
okay.
You know what? No, it's probably 80% laziness and convenience, 20%.
Now we got there. That's where I wanted to go. That's the exit I thought we were getting off at. That was it.
It's got layers to it. There are more layers.
Listen,
it's-
you, but Dave. These are unintentional layers that you discovered and unearthed that are
brilliant. No, you did unearth that. That was pretty interesting, Josh. God, I never thought about
MO,
it on that level.
MO, let me reenact the MO. I'm going to be Omar here in my reenactment. I got a date. I don't really feel like coming to get her. Well, how can I do this? You know what? I'll just send her an Uber, the Uber gift card. Then she can get there and then blah, blah, blah. That's really the thought process. It wasn't like, if I send her an Uber, she's going to think I'm really generous. She's going to really respect that move. And no, there was none of that thought. It was, I don't feel like getting her. Here's an Uber gift card because I'm a generous dude. Boom.
I disagree.
That's exactly what it is.
He's disagreeing with you, Dave. He's the one who did it.
Yeah, but listen to my argument. In the frontal cortex, or what he's really thinking about is what you just said. But
you gave him
deep
too much
within,
credit.
He wants a certain kind of date, and he knows if I send that gift card, and she appreciates it, that's
you
that,
are
I'm
giving
joking.
Him way too much credit. In the
I think it's way
in the frontal lobe. You're right. In the back lobe, it's cartoon theme songs.
It's anime.
It's anime.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's
right. So, yeah, you're giving.
I like
too much
to read
credit.
Into Omar's right. Deep secrets. So,
how are you doing, Dave? What's going on with
I'm
you?
I'm good. I'm not. Well, I'm up and down, really. Lots, very busy, but I do have one cool thing that happened in my life.
Okay.
Is you know, I have another podcast. I'm cheating on you
yes.
guys with another
yes.
podcast. I do a.
But
Green
you were dating
Packer.
Them first. You were dating that
I
podcast
was dating
first.
First. Yes. But then we got an offer to do a radio spot up in northern Wisconsin.
Are you serious?
So I every Tuesday morning for about 10-15 minutes, I call into a radio show up in northern Wisconsin, and we do a thing called Packer Ponderings.
That's and really so cool.
Isn't that awesome? I was like,
that's really
I'm
neat.
Like King
that's
of
amazing.
All media. Podcasts, I'm on the radio.
And that's all because they heard your podcast.
Yeah, I think it's indirect.
Is it like Comic-Con?
Comic-Con? What are you talking about?
Yeah, all bunch of fans come. People who are like podcast groupies.
What?
Well, there is a fairly developed amateur podcast Packer group that I've not
Josh,
spent
why
time
are
with
you through. Jumping all over me, Josh?
I didn't understand the analogy. I didn't get it.
Well, David, go on. Tell us more about this.
Yeah.
Well, you asked if there's like amateur podcasts, and there are, but there were no groupies. But
were there any like women scantily dressed? Trying to get more attention.
I'm not showing up. I'm not doing appearances.
He's not going. He's calling in to the radio show.
I call my cell phone and I talk about the Packers for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, like, I can do this podcast stuff all day long. When you had call in on a radio show, my first comment must have sounded like the most robotic answer. I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was so weird. It was like, I'm just talking to someone just like this. Or
Did you have it scripted? Like what you're going to say, or you just winged it?
Winged it, of course. I mean,
yeah,
it's about the Packer.
All right. So I bet you it sounded less robotic than you think.
You're a good winger, David.
I think so. So yeah, we kept it up. They've kept going. So every week we do a Packer Ponderings up. So somewhere in northern Wisconsin, there are someone who's going to be like, hey, it's time for Packer Ponderings with Chris and Dave. And I say our last name. I thought someone who might like be listening to the radio might hear that. And I thought, isn't that crazy?
Yes. So, of course.
Awesome.
Now, let me ask you, do you know anything about the radio station you were on?
I do not.
Okay. So it's not.
I did look it up, but
yeah.
I don't recall.
Josh, can we do like a little Bloomberg session on this? Why do you think the radio station is doing this?
Well, it's clearly not for ratings. It might be like the producers. Do you ever see the producers?
No.
No.
So the producers, you never saw the producers, Dave?
The show?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's about the producers.
Holocaust. Yeah, hold on. It's not about the Holocaust. In the producers, basically, they decide to have this scam where they want to create the worst Broadway show imaginable so they can just collect all the money from all the donors for the show. All the backers, financial backers. And then it flops.
The most offensive.
And then they get to keep the money. So in other words, this radio station has decided we want off the air. Let's call up these guys and get
like
them
Major
on
League.
And sabotage it. Yes, that was a long-winded analogy for the producers.
But part of there was a Holocaust part of that, right?
There's a Hitler part. It's a Hitler. So the show they put on is called something like Springtime for Hitler, something like that, because they want to make it so offensive and awful. Yes,
right.
And it ends up hitting. It ends up being a hit.
Let's kick off the podcast. We're supposed to be tight.
Yes.
Tight, guys.
Keep it tight.
So let's see. I'm your host, Davis. Josh is Omar. Okay. So we'd love for you to
do like the background of the show and stuff. You haven't done that, did you?
He's doing
it
right now, Omar.
Really quick right now.
Jeez.
So here's our podcast. We're going to start off. What we do each week is we come together. We each have a topic. It sounds like something we just did, but actually we haven't started yet. We're each going to talk about a topic that we have not talked about ahead of time. And we will discuss it and hopefully wrap up in a tidy amount of time. But before I jump into all of that and kick this off, we'd love for you to connect with us. We can email us at friends@fts.media. That's friends@fts.media is our email address. That is a real email address.
It's real.
We have an email, a website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. And then you can connect with us at YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, all at Friends Talking Shop, or search Friends Talking Shop. You'll find us. Lots going on Instagram and TikTok as usual. Yes. Love for you to connect us there. I think Josh said we have like 850,000 followers.
No, on Instagram. 8,500. 850,000 would be insane. Oh, maybe one day. Maybe one day. But we're growing. Our audience is growing.
It's not for lack of effort. That's for sure.
No,
so
that's true. That's very, thanks, very true.
All right. So let's kick off the show. That was just a, you know, some movies, like it's 10 minutes and then they show like the you know, the title of the movie, but it's, yes, like you're way, way in. That's
yes.
What
we, I'm, yes, going to annex.
That is what we do. That's a good, that's a good analogy.
I'm going to annex the show right at this moment.
All right.
You guys ready?
I was going to throw it to you anyway, but go ahead.
You're going to annex it or you're going to.
You know what annex means, Josh?
I'm aware with it. I know what annex means, but I don't think you're using it right.
I'm taking over this part of the show.
Right. That's not really annexing. That's part of, you're commandeering is what you're doing. I'm going to commandeer the show or hijack the show, which is what you do quite often.
All right. Ready?
David, yeah, go ahead.
First of all, you're welcome for what's about to transpire.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So here's what I'd say to you guys. We owe our community the best that we can do. Right.
Sure.
I think,
sure,
that I have a proposal to redo our format of our show. And I wanted to get your thoughts.
Okay.
On it, okay. First of all, so let me say,
you're just going to pitch this to us.
Please. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm hearing this.
First,
right,
say how lucky you and Dave are to have a brilliant, funny, charming, and effectively a polymath like me in your lives. Not only do I bring creativity and wild stories to the table, but like I'm also modest, right? And so it's, let's really try and again tap into this, right?
Did you make love to a thesaurus this weekend?
Finish.
Yeah.
We have our catch up segments at every show, right? And then we discuss, yes, we discuss a topic, right? I'm saying, yes, to us, let's flip that a little bit or tweak it for the second half of our show. Rather than do what we traditionally do, where we each have a story. Let's do a Jude. We're going to call it the Freelander. As in Jonah Freelander.
Comedian from 30 Rock. Judah Freelander.
Correct. I don't understand that reference.
He played a writer in 30 Rock. In the writer's,
right,
room.
Okay.
And
okay,
part of the writer's room concept I want to internalize here, which is this. Okay?
Okay.
Each of us will come prepared with our own topic, so to speak. Like nothing got changed, but it's an outline of the topic. Right? Give me more than one each, but let's say one each. And then basically what we, mm-hmm, do is we each pitch the outline of our thing to each other. The three of us do it. And then if we say, hey, listen, after that's done, we vote on which one we want to make as the main discussion. I think it's an interesting way of like having some more collaboration with the three of us around the second half of the show.
So instead of just each of us doing our topic, you'd like each of us to do our topic twice.
No.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm talking about like a 1-2 minute outline of your topic.
The problem with that is sometimes, uh-huh, our topics are stories. And sometimes our topics are, this happened to me. But it's hard to do an outline on something like, this happened to me without going into detail.
My topic is my outing with my buddies is an annual trip and something weird happened, right? You could just leave it at that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But we're okay. Okay. I don't like this
you
idea.
You don't like it? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Look, why don't we just try it once, see how it goes? What's the worst that can happen?
Listen, how are you going to feel after 4 episodes when we never do your topic? That's going to hurt.
I'll feel like Larry David in SNL.
Yeah, that's right. They never did his
pretty
skill.
Good, right, Josh?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So our listeners know Larry David worked for SNL and he quit because he never, yes, put his stuff on. And he came back the next day and acted like he never quit.
Just like in Seinfeld. Just like the episode of Seinfeld. Yes, that's correct.
Is that true story? I didn't know that either.
That's where that came from. Yeah.
Look, by the way, I don't give a fuck if my topics pick. Why? Because I love to pick on your topics. I get just as much enjoyment out of that. It's like ordering. It's like sending you an Uber gift card. I don't have to tell my story. Even better.
Yeah. What? Okay.
Look,
yeah,
dude,
I don't like this. I don't like this topic
we're not
at all.
Locking in, Joshua, we're not locking into anything here. I'm just saying.
I hear you.
We should experiment with a different concept. Maybe we take acid one time and we do a show.
No.
Right?
No. We're not dropping acid before a show.
What if you don't know that you're on it? Although I don't know how I get that. Yeah, that may not work.
Yeah, that'd be a trick. Well, we can give it a try. I think we're up for...
Yeah, I suppose, but it sounds to me like we're talking about our topics twice each. That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know. It could be like, hey, listen, I'll give you an example. Ready? So this is what I was going to say to you. All right. So my thing is this. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
And this gives me my topic, which is this. You go to an event, finger foods come out. It's fucking Vietnam. Yeah. I freak the fuck out. You want to know why I freak out? Well, because people are eating those aforementioned finger foods.
Yeah.
The breath is horrible. The conversations are rampant everywhere. It's different peanut butter, right? Like shrimp breath coming at you at different directions, people talking to you. I want to create a brand that we effectively give finger foods where your breath doesn't smell bad.
So you want everything to have retin in it.
What's that?
shrimp. You want shrimp? That topic sucks. You want cocktail?
Josh, what's your topic? Let's try it. Let's do it right now. Josh, what's your topic?
His topic is done. Let me bore the audience
Josh, give us an outline of your topic. Outline, Josh. Just do a 2-minute outline.
My topic tonight?
David.
Yep. My topic tonight, I'm going to put it real short and simple. These are wildly popular things that I hate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My topic is, I have a question. Am I obligated to have someone over at my house who has a service animal?
See, but now here's the problem. Where do we? It's so much better. It's so much better when we just go and you say, what's your topic? And then you start with that. Because I'm intrigued by that. But now if we go to a different topic, we got to come back to that.
Look, I like David's and mine and then yours last, Josh.
Yours sucks.
Seriously. No, it's nothing to do with my feelings about Josh's lack of whatever. Josh, who's do you like most?
I like Dave's the most.
There,
yours is awful. You want to make spearmint shrimp and peppermint mozzie sticks.
And Dave, what do you think? What's yours? What's your?
Yeah, I like mine this week. I want to go through.
So let's go with Dave.
This is the worst idea. Yeah, fine. But you already let off. You're done. You know that, right? We're not going back to your stupid appetizer crap.
Wait, so which one gets bumped? Is that what we're saying?
Yes, because he's already done a topic. And his topic was, let me restructure our podcast.
Look, if this allows us to vibe with this approach, and I'll do anything, man. Josh, I'm not about my ego. I'm about trying to make this the best product.
Okay, Kettle.
I think that's racist. That's racist. That's racist, by the way.
It was not racist whatsoever. It was not racist.
Oh, man. I'll go with mine. So,
yeah,
I want to be sensitive, but I think it's a good bigger picture question that I honestly want to ask because I want to understand what's the societal's response to this question. So,
yeah.
Every week we have a group of people over to our house. It's a group from our church, and we get together, and right. I don't have to go into all that, but we do that. One person in particular has.
Are they freak offs? Is it freak offs?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Omar, Dave's having freak offs at his house.
By the way, do you know if you see a sign of an upside down pineapple in a window? Are you all aware what that is?
No idea.
Do you know what that is, Omar?
Does that mean you're out of pineapples?
Does it mean that you lost, like someone got killed, that a friend of yours got killed or something?
No,
that's the teardrop tattoo. I get mixed
teardrop
up with
tattoo.
Things. Yeah.
That means you murdered someone.
No, it means you're a swingers.
You've an upside down pineapple?
Yep.
Never heard of that.
Really? I don't know why I have heard that, but I have heard that. I don't have it in my window. Don't ask that question. But anyway.
Let's go back to your freak off. You're at a freak off.
Okay. Where the freak off came in. Yeah. Anyway, so we have people over at our house. And one person in particular had asked, listen, I would like to bring my service dog with me to your house. The dog is like a large German Shepherd, right? It's not a small dog. It's a big dog.
Yeah.
And look, my daughter lives with us. She has a cat. And, you know, I'm sure it's very well behaved and it's well trained. And he said, you know, obviously we pay attention to it. But my, I think my daughter would rather not have a dog in the house with the cat. And
correct.
And it's just, it's, I don't know, you know, it's a all little right. bit of an unknown that I just feel like, and he asked. And so my answer was, I would prefer that you don't.
Oh, you said that. You said that.
I did.
Interesting. And what was the response to that? What was the response?
Was that email or a phone call or in person?
Text.
And he did not show up to the freak off because you said, I prefer you not bring your service animal.
Yeah. So I said, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
No, you want to know why? Because the guy thought because it was a freak off that he was going to Dave's house to get serviced. Right? And he got that mixed up maybe with bringing a service dog.
Did I misunderstand his text? Maybe
that, you know, it's sometimes semantics are just they get the best of you. Let me ask you a couple questions.
Outside of this particular question, but let's say with anybody, like you invite some people over and they're like, look, by the way, I have a service dog, and say it's a Great Dane.
No.
Like it's a huge dog, German Shepherd or something.
I don't care if it's a Chihuahua. Unless you keep it in your purse like Paris Hilton, I don't want it around.
Is that right? That's how your answer?
100%. So I have a couple questions.
Okay. All right. I don't want to get into details about this person's life.
No, we don't have to go into details. Have you seen this person in other forms outside your home?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have their service dog with them?
I have seen,
at every occasion?
No. I don't know about that.
Can I ask can I ask another question? Is it like a Chachi boy?
He's not answering my question.
Okay.
I don't know how to answer yours, Omar, but I'll come back to it. When I've seen him, he's not had a service animal with him before. So
you have seen him in places where he's been there fraternizing without his service dog.
Yeah, but I don't want to make the assumption that, my point isn't he doesn't need the dog.
I'm not saying that. What that tells me is
it's that he doesn't need
that
a dog.
He can do it. He can do it.
Yeah. It's quite obnoxious, especially on text.
It's doable. I think it's quite.
This guy's a bully. He's the kind of guy who gets too drunk on an airplane.
No.
I think
he's not a bully. No.
No?
It's a little bit. I find it very.
Hold on a second. Is there a chance this guy's going to listen to the show?
Well, that's what I was worried about. So I didn't want to get into specific. But no, I don't think so.
Well,
but
I think they are, whoever else is involved in this supposed church group swingers thing, freak things.
Yeah, there's only so many people.
They're all going to know who
Dave
it is.
Freak off.
Well, yeah.
You know
no,
you
I think
done
that's
this show, Josh. Show on the show with a mask on or one of those voices, whatever.
Yes.
So we would know it was Dave.
But that's not my question. Is more like, let's say it's somebody that you know that has always had a dog. Like they need the dog. Like it serves part of their life.
No,
and
exactly.
Now that you have a party and they're invited and they're like, well, you know, that means, you know, Spot needs to come with me.
Here's what I'd say. If it is someone that I know very well, that I've that I've socialized with on many occasions and that has the service dog with them, with that stupid service dog smock that they wear and holding the leash at all times, and they want to come, and I know the dog is very well behaved and really doesn't do anything. Yes, then I'd probably say, all right, if you have to bring it, fine. But if we're talking about a looser relationship, an acquaintance or a very borderline acquaintance friend type relationship, and it's a dog I'm not familiar with, no, that's not acceptable. And in fact, I find it a little rude that they even asked that question.
I think it's especially in today's society where so many people have service dogs that really aren't service dogs. Right?
Well, that's true. That's true.
The fact that he wouldn't be sensitive to that. Well, Chachi Boy is fair. I mean, that's, it depends on the perspective, but some people would say he's not technically a service dog.
Well, yes, he's not. And you label him a service dog.
Yes.
You do. Yeah.
You take him to places as a service dog.
But I don't take him with me to restaurants, nor do I. If I take him to someone's house, I don't know. I would never, ever do that, especially not.
Right. Oh, that's a good question.
Because you know better.
Never do that in any capacity.
Because you know better. Right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, if I bring Miles over to one of my friend's homes, I'm not going to say, hey, can I bring my service dog? Because they all know he's not a service dog. It's preposterous. right?
In this case, it might be a service dog. In this case, it might be a legitimate service dog.
He's without the dog. Maybe – so he's clearly able to handle social situations and that anxiety without the dog.
He can.
Like, yes. What service is the dog? Is a guy – wait a second. Interesting. Maybe the guy all of a sudden became blind after you last saw him. And no, the service dog is not blind. Maybe it's
he's
a
not
guy
blind.
Dog. No, is he not blind?
He's not
blind.
It's not a seeing eye dog. No.
Maybe.
Wait a second, Joshua. Maybe he's been diagnosed with having epilepsy. And it's a seizure dog who reminds him has symptoms.
He would say that.
Medication.
He would say that.
Maybe
he
he's a back well,
Say that is true. Say that is true. It is a dog that helps you with seizures, what have you. You've invited some people over. They're included. And they're like, just remember, I got to bring, you know, my dog with me, but you're like, oh my gosh, that isn't super convenient. Is it like too bad? If you invited
you
them,
the community, the dog, I think you asked the community as well, what they think.
No.
What do you mean?
We are the community, Omar. We're the community. Here's the deal. I'm going to give him credit, by the way, that he didn't just show up with the dog.
Correct.
If he shows up with the dog unannounced, I'm sorry, without asking first, you're almost obliged to let him in. You're not going to turn him away at the door.
That's right.
I'm going to give him a little bit of credit that he said, you know what, I probably should ask first. But it's a little bit audacity to really need to bring your service dog to a place, by the way, with people he knows. He knows all the people there, right?
He does. But I wasn't questioning so much the need. I was just like, let's just assume the need's there. It creates an interesting question of, look, it's my house. It's not super convenient to have a dog in the house.
No.
Yeah. If someone needs a dog to sort of, you know, how does society deal with that issue? Is it better to say, look, I guess you can't come over, or do you have to suck it up and let them come in?
Go right back to my invention I had a few episodes ago with my robot dog that looks like a real dog. This would be a perfect.
You're right.
Perfect opportunity. Where no one would say no because the dog doesn't go to the bathroom or bark or bite or anything. It's a robot dog.
Yep, you're exactly right. I forgot about that.
That's a win-win. You're fine because that dog is, you know, he's not going to do anything. It's under programming. And then he's good because he has his robot dog with him.
Yeah.
Boom, win-win. But no, I would not want a service dog in my house to answer your question.
So Omar, if you want it, you don't ask people if you can bring Miles. It's either.
I mean, I would never bring Miles over to someone else's home who I didn't know in any capacity.
Of course not.
Unless if I did, I would make sure that it would be if I didn't know them. If they're having a barbecue and like is it dog friendly, then I would ask. I would never use it under the whole construct of a service dog. I think it's like that's like saying.
It might have been his first freak off and he had anxiety about it.
You can't use that word. It's lost all credibility. It's like, I don't know, media or a politician.
Here's what I think you should do, Dave. If he brings the dog over, right?
Yeah.
Then when he hosts next, you bring your service chimpanzee over and see how much he likes that.
Throws its crap around
throws
the house.
Throws its feces at the walls. Hey, I need it. I need this service chimp or, I can't function in society.
Yeah, the service animal idea is – it's hard to kind of reconcile with.
It is.
I feel like would I like to have a dog with me? Does it make me feel better? I don't know. I mean, I'm an old school, right? To think like you have it tough, you should suck it up a little bit, probably more than.
Just can't have it everywhere. So, pick your spots where you're allowed to have your service dog. And if you're not comfortable without it, then you have to forego that experience.
That's simple. Go ahead, Omar.
Like, is this guy – so you're going to see this guy again. And what if he sees you in a social situation and isn't with his dog?
Oh, yeah.
This guy loses all credibility with you.
This is a Larry David moment. Larry David would go up to the guy and go, I noticed that you don't have your service dog here.
Right.
But
right.
you wanted to bring it – why don't you need it here, but you need it there?
Yep.
It did feel like that kind of a –
That's a great curb episode right there.
Yeah.
Great curb episode.
I agree.
So I guess our answer is you're not obligated.
You played it right. I think you played it right.
All right.
And don't even blame it on him. Just be like, look, I have a cat here, and my wife doesn't like the shedding of hair. And so, yeah, it's not something we prefer.
That's kind of what I said. It wasn't like I don't want a dog in my house. Yeah. It was I've got two things to weigh. There's concerns at my house. There's concerns with you, and I'm putting that priority over it. So,
that's right. You played it right. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, Josh, do you want to talk about your topic?
Yeah, I do.
You got two minutes.
I'm going to run through these.
Just to be clear, I think this guy, if you see him again, he's not with a dog. You need to get to the bottom. Josh, can we give him some homework on this?
What's the homework?
I want to hear an update on when David sees him again, the guy's not with
his
dog.
Yes, of course. Yeah, like, we want follow-up on this.
All right.
What's the response?
Thank you. Thank you.
He'll probably be heard the episode and is very upset with me.
Yes, and when you have your the next freak-off, everyone's going to be like, hey, where's this dude? Where is he? Why is he here? Yeah.
That's right. Well, now you know everything about me.
Yeah. So look, Omar said quite often or at several occasions, and I'm very happy a lot of times. And I started to think about, a lot of things that I really just don't like, that I hate, that are wildly popular. So, and then I just started to make a list, because it was like, my wife would say, like, let's go paddle boarding, for example. I'm just going to give you an example. I'd be like, you know what? I really hate paddle boarding. It's like, but everyone's paddle boarding. Like, I don't want to paddle board. I just don't want to do it. It's like I talked about this before. Like, I like to get the invitation to the event, but I don't want to go. Mm-hmm. I want to say regret, that I don't like the people. I just don't want to do it. Right. And so there's a series of things. I made a list, and I want to see if any of them are legitimized. These are wildly popular things. People, not saying I don't like murder. Nobody likes murder. All right. See what I'm saying? I want to know what you guys feel about each of these topics and whether if I have an ally in them or not, because it's very, very difficult to find allies. The movie Grease. Do you guys like the movie Grease?
Now define Grease.
What do you mean define it? It's the movie Grease with John Travolta.
You mean would I watch it today or do I?
Do you like it? Do you like?
I enjoyed.
Do you
it.
Like the movie Grease?
I enjoyed it a lot, and I thought Olivia Newton-John when she came out in those leather pants.
Yeah, she looked good.
Looked amazing.
Yeah, she looked good. I'm not going to deny that. And she was like 38. Okay, so you don't. People love the movie Grease.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. I don't like anything. I really don't like anything about it.
Yeah, even LA.
Next, Elvis. Everyone loves Elvis Presley. I find him horrible. I find his music atrocious. I have no desire to do anything Elvis related or watch anything Elvis related. Where am I?
I like his music.
You do. You listen to his music.
As a matter of fact, I was playing the other day on the guitar.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Suspicious. Yeah.
I know where you're going with this. I'm fascinated by his story. Like I saw
Fool's
the movie
Russian,
that
Josh,
just was
right.
out.
Fool's Russian.
Okay. Fool's Russian. Got it.
Fool's Russian. I like that. What's it? Dangerous.
Suspicious Minds. Suspicious Minds.
I like
that's
that song.
The only halfway decent Elvis song, in my opinion.
But I think that's true for the Beatles, Bob Dylan.
What?
And there's
I
a
love
third
the Beatles.
One. Bruce Springsteen. I love Springsteen. The same way. I don't like them like you like don't like Elvis.
So you don't like Springsteen and you don't like the Beatles. See,
no,
that's crazy.
I think the Beatles.
But do you dislike them? Do you dislike them? Like if a Beatles song comes on, you go, "Oh, this is unlistenable."
It's their later stuff that's real experimental.
Wait, hold on. How do you not like Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
I just do. I find his voice to be somewhat irritating.
That is crazy. All right, so here we go. This is good. This is good to hear. But you don't feel that way about Elvis? Who's worse, Springsteen or Elvis, in your opinion?
Springsteen. I went to Graceland, so I feel like I have this sort of interest in Elvis.
Have no
he's
desire
so, he's
to
so
go to
popular. It's kind of, I think it's interesting. Yeah,
right. It's very popular. That's what I'm saying, and I hate it. I don't. It's not, he didn't do anything to me. An Elvis fan. I just don't like it. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Everyone seems I don't even understand why that's a thing. I don't get it.
I'm out. Yep.
You like that one, Omar? Rocky Horror Picture Show. That seems to be a cult favorite.
I like seeing Elvira.
That's not Rocky Horror Picture Show, is it? Is she in a Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah.
It's a movie. It's a stupid movie.
Oh.
Is she in it?
No.
You know,
no,
the movie
didn't like
where
that.
Everyone, when people go to the theater and they dress up like the characters and dance.
No interest.
Yeah,
do you feel
zero.
Pressure
don't
to like
it.
These things, Josh? Or like,
no.
How did you come
that's
up
what
with
I'm
this
saying.
List?
Because I just started thinking about things that are really popular. You'll see. Once I keep going, you're going to see these are really popular. People really like this shit, and I hate it. So Rocky Horror Picture, I'm going to give you one that I'm definitely not – no one's in camp with me on this one. I don't like Christmas music, and it's not just because I'm Jewish. I don't like it. It's not good music. It's the same old stuff. And I thought – and my thinking is if you really liked it – because I know people are like, oh, I love Christmas music. If you really liked it, you'd play it year-round. But you don't. But you don't. No one's listening to Jingle Bell Rock in July.
No.
Nobody.
Because it invokes a feeling that you want once a year.
All right. So maybe that's it, that I didn't have that feeling.
I'm not a fan. I don't like all Christmas music.
I don't like it. I don't like it. And they started so early. Yeah. And by the time you get to Christmas, I'm like, I can't hear this anymore. Omar, what's your thoughts on Christmas music?
I do really get into the music.
Yeah, I figured you did.
But you're right. There is a shelf life on it.
Yes.
I do say that one song, Do They Know It's Christmas Time At All by Band-Aid.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I can play that song year round. It
yeah,
is
that's
such
a because
beautiful
that's,
song.
It's a good song. And it's more than just yes, it's a good song. It's a decent song. Look, there's a couple songs I don't mind, but for the most part, I really don't want to listen to Christmas music.
But like when I sing Joy to the World,
yeah.
It's like I don't listen to it because it's catchy. It is to me.
Okay. That's fair.
It's part of like it's a religious song. It's it's okay.
Right. And I don't have that same connection. So maybe that's where I'm like.
Yeah. Ugh. So Rudolph, I could take or leave it.
Got it. Okay.
So two different kinds of Christmas songs.
Makes sense.
All right.
Along those lines, not just Christmas, but holiday decorations. Like my wife loves to decorate the house for every single holiday. And I don't like it. It's clutter. I just want my house the way it normally is. You know what I mean?
We don't do it either.
Yeah. See, that's good. Omar, decorations. I got a big list here. So let's hit these quickly.
I like having decorations. I love the, is it a real tree or a fake tree?
Mine's a fake tree. And I've been pleading for a fake tree for years and finally got it done.
They're expensive.
Yes, but they're not because a real tree costs a ridiculous
I
amount.
Think when your kids get
all
older,
times
it's
over,
not the same. But when your kids are babies, it's amazing.
Well, when my kids were babies, we did a real tree. But now I want a fake tree because I hated dragging that thing out of the house and the needles get everywhere and I got to drag it to the curb. It's a pain in the ass. This is so much better.
What about Halloween?
I don't want anything. I don't want any. I don't like it. I don't want any decorations. I don't mind looking at a house that is decorated and I go, wow, that's pretty cool what they did. Yep. I don't want it at my house. It bothers the shit out of me. I don't like it.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I'm kind of with you on that one. Yep.
Okay. Jimmy Buffett. Never liked his music.
Yes, I agree with that.
Don't get it.
I don't like
it. Nope. Not a thing for me. I don't get the whole cheeseburger and paradise crap. It doesn't get it. Omar, you got to speak up. I got to get through this list. It's a long
Jimmy
list.
Buffett,
it's a long
I
list.
I give a thumbs down to.
Okay.
I would like to live
I don't
keys.
Mind him. I don't mind
yes.
him. But I would never, no. I don't understand the.
Don't like it. Not on my playlist at all. Not a single song.
I never played.
I'll say,
I'm
desperate to like anything that's on TV that has to down in like Southern Florida, live in the Keys, wear shorts all the time. Flip-flops.
That's not Jimmy Buffett. That's different. I like that crap too.
Yeah, that's what I thought that was the culture.
Well, it is the culture, but I don't like his music is what I'm saying.
No, I don't like his music.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. All right,
but
let's
like
keep going. The Beach Boys. Don't like the Beach Boys. Don't understand the Beach Boys. I don't get why they're popular. The songs are pretty hokey and stupid to me.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Yeah. There's one song that they say is so brilliant. Okay. It's not one of the catchy, and I forget what it is. Do you know any Beach Boys songs, Omar?
Yeah, of course. There's a ton.
Yeah, I know a lot
what
of
is
them.
The
I
one
love...
that seems
Good Vibrations?
You like it. Good Vibrations.
No,
yeah.
It's not...
yeah. Surfing USA. They're all the same friggin' song. My daddy took the T-Bird away. It's the same song. It's the same song 85 times.
There's another one that people say is like one of the best songs ever written.
Yeah, there's no way anyone says that about anything written by the Beach Boys.
I'll see if I can find it.
All right, let's keep going.
No, they have a beautiful. When they made that that brand, I mean, when they created their music, it was very different.
But it's the same. So they kept going down the same well. I don't like it. It doesn't do anything for me. Let me keep going.
Fair enough.
This one, I know where you guys feel on this, so we're not even going to discuss it because you think I'm gaslighting you. I don't like The Matrix. I don't get The Matrix. It doesn't do anything for me. That movie's, everyone loves The Matrix. I'm like, take it or leave it. You're both love it, right?
Wrong on that one.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
It's great.
Keep going. Corvettes. I don't get the fascination with Corvettes. I don't like Corvettes. They're not that. They don't look good to me. I like sports cars, but Corvettes are weird looking, and I don't understand the appeal of being scrunched into that little car. And it's so. I've been in Corvettes. You feel like you're so low, and you do with other sports cars, but I don't like Corvettes. Corvettes.
I like looking at Corvettes, especially the old ones.
I don't even like looking at them.
But no.
All right. I could care less about a Corvette.
Yeah, I'm not a big. What about those? I was more of a fan of the Trans Am. Remember smoking the band? I was kind of a fan.
Trans Am.
Remember those?
Yes.
That's much better than the Corvette. I'll give you that.
That was my car. Yeah. Dave, we're on the same page.
Burt Reynolds.
All right, here we go. Avocados. Everyone loves avocados. I hate avocados. I don't understand
why. Around with avocados.
I don't like them. Yeah, I figured you did.
I never used to, but recently.
Parades. Hate parades. Don't like any parades.
Hate them.
Don't get why people go gaga over parades. And parades on TV are even worse than parades.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've covered that ground. Parades are the worst.
Let me keep going. Motorcycles. I hate motorcycles. I hate the noises they make. I hate how they weave in and out of traffic.
Wait. Do you know why they make those noises?
Yes, because they have a
muffler.
Muffler? Or they don't have a muffler?
Do you know why that's the case?
Tell us. Tell us.
Because the noise is a safety beacon. So other cars know about it.
Is that
coming.
True?
It's completely true. That's why Harleys are the way they are. 100%.
All right. But you don't need – okay. I'll give you that. But you don't need when they really rev it up and it's so loud. I mean, it's deafening. That should be illegal.
Completely illegal.
Okay. Let's keep going. Social media posts for birthdays and other occasions. I can't stand them. Whenever it goes, hey, happy birthday to my spouse who's the most wonderful, blah, blah, blah. I can't stand it.
Well,
it
makes sometimes they have to do that because it's for the safety of their relationship.
True.
That's right. Not right. Yeah, I hate that too. And I hate having to feel like I got to put thumbs up on it.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like the post.
She's racy just fine.
She's just racy just fine. Yeah. Let me keep going. Kombucha. Have you ever tried kombucha? It's the most disgusting, vile thing in the world. Why is it getting so popular? Why is it a whole shelf in some of these supermarkets? It's gross. You never tried it, Dave?
No, I can't think I have.
Do yourself a favor and get one and try it, and then come back to me.
What is it?
I don't know. It's a drink. It's a drink of some sort. It tastes like a drink that someone left out for 50 years and went, oops, and now put the lid back on, and now you drink it.
Cool. I'll have to run
award shows. I hate award shows. Can't stand it. Grammys, Emmys, Oscars. I hate them all. Can't stand it.
I like the Oscars.
Oh, interesting.
I like the Oscars. Right. That's it.
I like but not a lot. I do like seeing them dressed up. Yeah. It's kind of cool. I like when Ricky Gervais does it. Something like that. That'll be fun to watch.
I'll give you that,
and it's pretty ballsy.
I don't like awards for
self-aggrandizing. None of us are about self-aggrandization. Yes. Aggrandization. Josh, do you know what that means?
Yeah. All right, Merriam-Webster. Let me keep going. I don't like swimming in lakes. I find it gross.
That's gross.
Too scary.
It's gross.
Too scary. Too scary.
People like to swim in lakes. I think it's gross. It's where fish defecate and piss, and you're in it. And there's no waves, and it's very weird, and it's murky, and it's gross.
Yep.
I talked about paddleboarding. I don't like paddle. Do you guys like paddleboarding? I don't like it. I don't get it.
I get scared of that. Too.
I don't get the appeal.
I do in front of my house, and I get scared. It's me a monster is going to come eat me or something.
I don't get the appeal. It's not fun. It's not fun to me.
It's a good workout.
Kayak's much better.
I hate cats. I don't like cats. Sorry to your daughters. I don't like cats. I'm not a cat guy. I don't like people who dress their dogs and cats in costumes. I hate that. Do you guys like that? It is specific, but people like to do that, and I hate that. I don't know what.
Well, I would never do it, but
they don't want to wear costumes.
Yeah,
Omar, do you ever put your dogs in costumes?
I did one time. Chachi Boy was Batman or Robin, and Lou was Batman. Yeah.
Well, okay. That's for in a Halloween, not like
that
going on.
That's Halloween. That's different. Yeah, that's different.
That's different.
Yeah. I don't like wine, but this one I get why people like it. So. That one is like, I just don't like wine. I'd like to like wine. This is the one thing on my list where I'd like to like it.
This is why, Josh, don't. We can never be married. It would never work.
Well, there's other reasons that are more pronounced than that, but let's keep going.
I hate that's too bad, actually, that you don't like wine.
It is. And I want to like it. I don't want to like paddleboarding, but I do want to like wine. Birthday cake. I hate birthday cake. I could give two shits about birthday cake. I will pass every single time. I don't care about birthday cake.
Wait, hold on.
Ice cream cake is a little different if it's an ice cream cake.
I want to spend time on this. So you're saying, because I went to my friend's kid's birthday in Canada. Yes. I was hungover the next day, by the way. Four-year-old.
Okay.
This is how the Canadians have four-year-old kids' birthday parties.
They're
And they had a cake that she made, my friend Maria. And I ate it because of social pressure, and I really liked it. I really liked it, though.
Oh.
Sometimes it actually is very good. Like 95% of the time, Josh, you're totally right. But aren't you willing to try a little bit in case it might be that 5%? You don't have to eat the whole thing.
No.
Remember, you don't have to eat. No. If you take the plate of cake, you don't have to finish the whole cake.
You're right. You're correct. And I would try it. I'm not that bad. I would go, okay, especially if someone made it, like, I really want you to try this cake I made. Then I will clearly do it because society says I have to. And I will tell them it's good, even though I don't think it is.
All right.
Because that's how society works. But I'll pass on birthday cake. Dark chocolate. I would like to like dark chocolate because it's better for you.
That's what the ladies call me. What are you talking about? What are you talking about right now?
You are milk chocolate. You are no dark chocolate, my friend.
Yeah, that's right.
But I do not like dark chocolate.
I don't like
dark chocolate either.
I can't stand it.
I can't stand it.
Dark chocolate's like war, the James Brown song. What is it good for? What is dark chocolate good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be healthy.
What do you use dark chocolate in?
I don't know. But people eat it. People eat dark chocolate.
I buy it by mistake. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Peanut chews are dark chocolate.
I love peanut chews. Goldenberg.
But they're dark chocolate.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. I would like them if they were milk chocolate.
You want to know what, Josh? You're right. If it's a mix, something that's like sweet with dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Kind of like me.
And by the way, white chocolate, I don't care about white chocolate either.
I've got Dave the Laugh.
It's edible.
I'm not allowed on this call, by the way. I'm sure that's been noticed.
Let me keep going. Cologne. I hate cologne. I don't understand cologne.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It smells really potent and awful. And it's like,
I never wear cologne. I think with moderation, it's okay.
I don't like cologne.
I always wondered if, I mean, I got married when I was like 20, but so I never had a chance. But I wondered if, like, is it effective? Like, is it?
I can't imagine.
It is. I don't know. It's nice to smell it. And then you kind of
It might be effective in covering up stink.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
That's where it might be effective.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like fun. Actually, you know what? I'm going to wear cologne tonight. As a matter of fact, look at this.
All right. But what I'm noticing, but there you go.
I'm
you got Tom Ford cologne.
There. You know how much this thing cost?
Yeah, a lot. That's the other thing.
Called? See what it's called? Rose prick.
Rose prick. That's funny.
What would somebody call the picture of Josh? In a rose garden.
Oh my God.
What a setup.
Josh, you get it? I do get it.
Thank you. I get it. But cologne is also a ripoff. It's just a ripoff. It is. They literally call it toilet water. It's smelly water, and they charge you an arm and a leg for it. So I'm very anti-cologne.
It's like old people talking about the internet in the fucking 90s.
This is what I'm trying to gauge my curmudgeonness. And so far, based on my score, you guys hate a lot of the same shit I hate.
Well, I don't mind this.
That's what I'm hearing.
Cologne. As long as it's done with, it's very subtle.
I got a couple more.
They go fucking sideways.
I hear you. I got a couple more. I got a couple more.
Too much cologne.
Inspiration
to work.
Posters. Inspiration no, posters. It's I can't signaling. Stand.
They're probably all miserable and they're probably all failures.
It's stupid.
Or
inspiration posters are stupid.
I don't believe
Dave,
it.
Do you like no. inspiration posters?
No.
We lead I don't by even failing.
Know. I've not seen one in years.
Yeah.
I don't need an inspiration. But no. Do you ever get down and you're like, oh, this day sucks. Joshy, and then you look over and see the cat hanging off the clothesline says, hang in there. And you go, oh, yeah, hang in there.
Yeah. Joshy, this is why No Sweet Woe, one of my million-dollar ideas, could be so popular. Why try so hard? Is it really worth it?
Yeah.
That's inspirational. Not hang in there. Yeah. Fuck that. Let
yeah,
go.
Not hang like, in
people,
there.
All people right. don't need to be inspired to do that.
I like your turn on it. A couple more. Omar, you like this, but I don't. Talking on the phone. I don't like talking on the phone. Talking on the phone? Where are we with talking
texting
on the phone?
Texting has ruined it. Yeah, I think you're right.
I love texting.
Yeah.
Why talk when you can text?
Because I...
Omar?
I... What do you rank... Look, when I'm texting, I'm not as funny as I am when I'm talking on the phone. And I like talking to you guys. By the way, you guys
yes,
never
you do.
Fucking, you never call me. Another one of you guys.
You know
never
why? Because I
unsolicited.
Because I don't like talking on the phone. I don't like talking on the phone.
Yeah, I'm. That's true for me too. It's kind of a chore to talk on the phone.
Don't
and
like
Omar,
it.
When you call during the day, you're always calling when I'm busy. I'm so
yes,
sorry.
Always when I'm busy. Always when I'm busy. And by the way, you know what you do? You call for no reason. And when I make a call, it's always for a reason. I have a reason.
Isn't that
and once
so
the reason
sweet,
is
though?
Finished,
David, that's the nicest thing Josh you've ever said to me.
In theory, yeah. In theory, it is sweet. In theory, yeah. In practice,
calls you,
it's
you, anybody
it's
else calls
annoying.
You, 1,000% of them call you specifically for a reason.
And I thank them for that. Thank you for having
we
a reason.
We know what we could do. Omar, yeah. Call, but then just hang up. So yeah. The expression that you wanted to
yeah.
like reach
oh
out
my God.
Is there. But the,
by the way, I discovered the perfect way to stalk some or at least call somebody and still maintain some levels of dignity in case they don't pick up. You know what it is? I call Josh.
Give it to me.
Goes to voicemail. Yeah. You know what I do? Take the phone. Don't yeah. hang it up. I put it in my back pocket. And I act like it was a butt call.
Butt call. Yeah. I hear you.
I'm not
all right,
kidding.
I'm going to run.
Fail safe. Fail safe.
Quick hitters, Josh.
Lightning round here. I already know this. I hate mulch. Don't like mulch. Everyone loves mulch. Can't stand
it. I like
it.
Mulch.
Who likes mulch?
Bungee jumping. I don't understand that either. No. I would never do that. Last thing I'd ever do. Skiing. I hate skiing. Despise yep. it with a passion. It makes no Cute. Sense to me why anyone wanted to go skiing. It. Golf. You guys like golf. I don't like golf.
Yeah. Golf is a tricky thing.
Yeah,
that's a whole episode
on
golf.
I don't want to go on a golf course.
And my last thing I hate on my list that everyone loves is Facebook. I hate Facebook.
I think people come around to your side.
Yeah.
But
here's what I've learned with this experience, by the way, and I thank you two gentlemen. Besides a couple of exceptions, you pretty much hate the same shit I do, which is amazing to me.
The worst thing you had is The Matrix. That's the
one
that you're off.
I knew you both like that, and you both like wine. But everything else,
wine.
You're in the same boat as me. We hate very popular things.
Yeah.
The Matrix not sink through.
I don't like it.
Red pill.
I'll tell you why I don't like it real quick because we're going way over time. Saw it in the theater. Liked it. Liked it in the theater.
Yeah.
Saw it on TV later. Like, this is a piece of shit. You need the special effects because everything else doesn't hold up. That's where I went with that.
Yeah.
That's my two cents.
If you disagree with any of us, please reach out to us.
Please, that should evoke a lot of a lot of opinions and emotion from our listeners. Please let me know where I'm wrong.
Yeah, don't be intimidated by all the other emails that we're getting. Just go ahead and send
just,
it.
Just
send
do it,
it, and I'm sure we'll read it. You know, or there's a good chance we will.
Good chance.
If you do, again, it's friends@fts.media is our. Email address, friendstalkingshot.weebly.com is our internet.
Website. Our internet.
Website. Yeah, we own our
internet.
We have our own internet.
It happens to go this long.
Yeah.
And then check us out on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Guys, I think we're going to wrap it up for this week, episode 78. One thing I don't hate is you guys. I don't hate you guys.
Way to put a bow on that, Dave. That was
nicely
done.
Nice, though.
That was well good.
All right. All right. Well, until next time, Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.
So, Maya. Later.